Caitlin, thanks very much for being here today.
Thank you.
Caitlin is the reigning Marion County Fair Queen, and we're talking about the Marion County Fair Queen competition, which is taking place on July 7th this year at First United Methodist Church. First of all, Caitlin, as your year winds down here, why don't you talk a little bit about what you've done this year? Obviously, the Fair Queen kept you very busy during the county fair, but you've been a part of other things too because of your Fair Queen reign.
Yes, I had a ton of things to do during the county fair, but after the county fair, things slowed down a little bit, and I went to the state fair to compete, and I met so many wonderful people there. You wouldn't believe the many people that were there that just were very caring people and wonderful girls. But we got to make appearances at the state fair and introduce ourselves at many of the stages. And I've also done the Pleasantville Pig Out. I got to do the donut eating contest, and I handed out awards for the car show and the barbecue.
Talk a little bit about that experience at the state fair. What was that like? You know, what were you expecting and what was different or the same?
I didn't know what to expect coming in, but it was just more, it's very more relaxed once you're there. The judges are always with you, so you get to know them more on a personal level. And the Marion County Fair did a great job preparing me for the state fair competition. I know I talked to some of the other county fair queens from the different counties, and they told me their competition, and some of them had nothing to do with like the state fair, and I was just very thankful that they did a good job for me.
Well, what about the Fair Queen competition? Let's bring it back to about this time last year as you got ready. What's that like? What are nine girls going to be going through on July 7th?
Well, there's a individual interview, and that's your business attire that they're supposed to wear, and that is based on your application that you send in. The judges will talk to you about just getting to know you a little better and your application. And then there's a group interview, and they get divided in half, and that's a casual attire, and they will throw out topics with things going on in the United States or worldwide, and you just kind of discuss it with each other. And then there's the stage competition, and that's the formal wear. And you kind of introduce yourself to everybody. This is when everybody comes in to watch you. And then there's a pop-up question that you don't know what it is, and I don't know what it is either, so nobody really knows until the day of. So
what was it last year?
What would you bring to the state fair if you represented Marion County?
Okay. We'll talk a little bit too about the experience at the county fair after that, because obviously you became the face of the county fair. You were everywhere with the crown and waving and little girls running up to you and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it was an experience because people I didn't know were coming up and talking to me saying hi. I got into the water fight that went on with my crown and sash on. And I went to the state fair, and there was a little girl that I knew from here that was like, oh, Caitlin, how are you? And stuff. So it's pretty nice. I see a lot of people I know and met a lot of good friends.
Well, and I think it probably means something too for the community that you come from, Pleasantville, just like, you know, Knoxville kind of rallied around Lacey Stevenson and other people have rallied around their fair queens. Obviously, you've meant something to the community of Pleasantville too, and now there are, I think, three girls from Pleasantville again running.
Yeah, I'm very happy that more people are going out from Pleasantville. It wasn't a big thing, and then I got to talk some of my friends into it, so.
Well, is there any advice that you would be giving candidates right now as they prepare for Saturday?
Just to be themselves. It's the most important thing. The judges just want your honest opinion and your questions and just to relax, too.
What was the most fun part about being Fair Queen?
State Fair.
What about state fair?
We did workshops when we went. So there were workshops for scrapbooking, workshops for like Zumba, workshops in the morning. We had a kickboxing workshop. I mean, just all sorts of things. And then we had a movie night up in the tower at the Holiday Inn in downtown Des Moines, the rotating tower. And they had a big screen, and that was just fun. I mean, everybody got to know everybody then, and we had toga parties. We wore our hotel bed sheets as togas and went around the hotel.
So it just sounds like it was a really kind of unique way to meet a lot of people from across the state.
Yeah, it was. It was one of my best times. One of the best things I've ever done.
All right, well, is there anything else you'd like to mention today as we wrap up?
I just want to thank my friends and family for my support, and the Fair Board and the Fair Queen Board for all that they've done for me.
Well, Caitlin, thanks very much for being a representative of Marion County over the past year.
Thank you.